Dear friends, hello, and a very good day in these weird and troubled times. This may just be the last thing you needed, or it may be just what you need. I don't know. I don't know what anyone needs these days, but it's all I have to offer, so here goes. You're listening to the self-isolation episode of Emma's House Music, your guide to what's made us feel all warm and comfortable from the last month or so in indie pop. Join us for 6 new songs from, well, this is usually the point where we like to say from around the world, but actually most of today's songs are from the US and some even originate in the same small city of New England. To get things going though, can you imagine what it's like when a band you've loved all your life make their second album 27 years after the first one? And when the first track of that new record surfaces, it can make you feel a little apprehensive because, you know, it might be crap. Or it just might not have the spark that made you fall in love with them in the first place. So, it is with relief and joy that we report that the new album by Australian indie pop darlings, Even As We Speak, is going to be a cracker. The first single is called Forgiving, and it sounds as new and fresh and life-affirming as a song recorded by the band who made Feral Pop Frenzy in 1993 ought to sound. Let's open the show with Even As We Speak.
Done, my dog.
Forgiving, the new single from Even As We Speak's new album that will be called Adelphi and come out in June. Shout out to the band being stuck down in Australia, because today was not supposed to be the day of recording this bloody show. It was supposed to be a day of dancing to their music and seeing them for the first time since 1993 at Cologne Popfest. Sadly, it wasn't to be for the all too obvious reasons. Let's hope we'll be able to do it later this year. I hear they're rescheduling for September. Moving on, up next we have a new band from London called The Sundries, who released their debut EP Magic Johnson last month. The Sundries sound like classic indie pop from back in the late 80s, with all the right guitar sounds, boy-girl vocals and all things brilliant in between. Here's a track from that first EP by The Sundries. This is Five and Dry.
Clutching to my arm,
clutching to my arm,
and telling stories about the golden age. And you're turning on the charm,
turning on the charm,
tears forming in your saggy little eyes. And soon you make me cry,
soon you'll make me cry,
with stories of your unrequited love. It's hard to let you know when you're in mid-flow. I've heard all this before, I wish you'd stop at four. Into the mirror, and you know the road so well.
Know the road so well.
Like bloody veins throbbing in your arms. And you've only had the five,
only had the five,
and they've been watered down with lemonade. And your face is always brave. Taken to the grave. It's hard to let you know when you're in mid-flow. I've heard all this before, I wish you'd stop at four.
That's Five and Drive by The Sundries from their Magic Johnson EP, out now as a digital self-release. Let's stick with the classic indie pop sound for a little while, which, as we all have learned by now, doesn't need the UK as its originating ground anymore, but can just as well come from the US. The next track we picked for your self-isolation pleasure comes from the band, who at the end of 2018 came out at the very top of our best EPs of that year list. Strawberry Generation from Providence, Rhode Island, have their first album out on the classic indie pop label Sunday Records now, and it is something of an instant classic and one of those records where it's really, really hard to pick a favorite song. We've settled for East George in the end, which is coming your way right now. This is Strawberry Generation. Afloat, the debut album by Strawberry Generation, which you can and should get on CD from Sunday Records now. We keep in the very same place for our next song. Also from Providence, Rhode Island, are Nova One, the musical outfit of artist Ros Reskin. Nova One have their first LP ready for release at the end of April, and the first single of Lovable is a stunning song, Violet Dreams. It's a haunting track that creeps into your ears and brain and makes you feel slightly out of place in all the right places, as it were. It's a great single. Listen to Nova One.
Make me perfection.
was Violet Dreams by Nova One. Their album is called Lovable and is out on April the 24th on Community Records. Both of the final two new songs on today's episode come from bands that have featured on earlier shows. The first is called Black Licorice, the new single from one of the most wonderful bands from Vancouver, Canada, Peach Pit. Not to be confused with the Croatian progressive math rock band of the same name. Canadian Peach Pit are about to release their second album, You and Your Friends, in a few days, and here's the second single from it. This is Peach Pit. Black Licorice from Peach Pit, from their upcoming album You and Your Friends. The band are supposed to play some dates in Europe in June, and if those dates do indeed happen, you definitely should try and see them. Our last new track for today comes from an album we're extremely excited about here at Emma's House Music Headquarters. World's Strongest Dog is the third album from New Jersey's very own Longneck. An album the band first had to buy back from their folding record label before being able to self-release it. So it took a small miracle and a crowdfunding campaign to make sure the record actually comes out on April the 10th and to make sure we are all able to enjoy this splendid single of it. Here's Long Neck and Backseat.
They line their windows with salt, bury their dog in the front.
From Longneck's self-released album World's Strongest Dog. Fantastic track, and I just love those rim shots in the drumming on the verse. Are they called rim shots? I have no idea. I'm not a drummer. But drumming's a good starting point for introducing our closing track from way back for this episode of Emma's House Music. It is from 1994, and the one and only time I saw the band live, they played with two drummers on stage, and even though that was 10 years ago, I'm still not over it, and I still haven't stopped wondering about the point of this, because for the whole set those two drummers played exactly the same things. I just didn't get it then, and I still don't get it. But hey, it was Pavement, so it must make some sense, right? So, because whatever you do these days, you can never quarantine the past, I'm going to leave you with my favorite Pavement track, Gold Sounds. It is an admittedly obvious choice, but if I may add some sane advice, after saying thank you for listening, let's hope when we next hear from each other next month, we won't be even deeper down this rabbit hole. The advice is never be afraid of obvious choices. They may just be the best bet you've got. Like this. Stay at home. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Do not panic. And if you have to, use your paycheck to panic buy books and records instead of toilet roll. And if you meet someone in the process, be nice.
Go back to those cold sounds and keep my advent to yourself, because it's nothing I don't like. Is it a crisis or a boring change when it's central, so essential? It has a nice ring when you laugh at the low life opinions, and they're coming to the chorus now. I keep my address to yourself. The truck.